Which takes me to, what are we on here, number 8. An 8th reason why I think the context here favors a physical departure interpretation is 2 Thessalonians 2 is basically a review class. Now, a lot of people will say this. This can't be the rapture in verse 3 because Paul would have said harpazo, which he says in 1 Thessalonians 4. If this were the rapture, he would have said harpazo. My response to that is Paul the Apostle was a pretty smart guy. Wouldn't you agree with that? I think he had a pretty sophisticated vocabulary. And what I have there on the screen are all the different words he uses for the rapture. He uses parousia, episynagoge, which we mentioned earlier, apokalypsis, epiphania, rheomai, harpazo. And what's wrong with giving Paul another word? Strictly when the context calls for it. He uses another word, apostasia. And one of the things that's interesting is take a look at 2 Thessalonians 2 and look at verse 5. I think this unlocks, a lot of people skip over this verse, but it unlocks the meaning more than any other verse in the passage. Paul says, and a lot of people are out there saying, don't talk to new believers about prophecy. Paul didn't follow that rule. Because he says to these new converts, do you not remember what I was with you? That's in Thessalonica before they kicked me out. I was telling you these things. I mean, he got these folks saved, then he starts talking to them about the man of sin, the lawless one, the restrainer, the gathering in the sky. I mean, he was talking about prophecy to new Christians constantly. And by the time he writes 2 Thessalonians, he says, don't you remember I was talking to you about this? Now let me ask you a question. I'm a teacher at a college, not so much anymore, but I spent 7 years doing that, and I would review for the exams. I would never use the same vocabulary when I did a review because I was assuming a prior base of knowledge. The students had been there for 13 weeks. They already had the fundamentals. I don't have to reteach the fundamentals. So what Paul is doing here in this passage is he's just doing a review. And when you're doing a review, you don't have to use the introductory words anymore, like harpazo. You can use different words, like apostasia. So that would be reason number 8 why I don't think, or why I do believe that it's a physical departure here in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 3. Now here's number 9. Hold on to your hat for this one. Your early Bible translations favor a physical departure understanding. And what I mean by that is your early English Bible translations recognize the noun apostasia as communicating a physical departure. Here's the list. Look at these early English translations and look at how they translated apostasia in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3. The Wycliffe Bible very early translated it as departure, as did the Tyndale Bible, the Coverdale Bible, the Cranmer Bible, the Breeches Bible, the Beza Bible, 1608, the Geneva Bible. But then you get to 1576, and you get to what's called the Reims Bible, which is a Roman Catholic English translation. And look what word they used. They used the Protestant Revolt. I mean, why did they depart from this long tradition, translation tradition? Because they didn't like the Protestant Reformation. And so they wanted the noun apostasia to refer to those dirty Protestant reformers. So what happened is they allowed polemics to enter into the work of translation, which is not authentic Bible translation. When you're translating the Bible, you're trying to translate it accurately, not use it as a tool to attack your opponent. You see that? And then the King James comes along, and they use the falling away. And the King James folks said, well, two can play at this game. If the Catholics want to call us a revolt, we'll call the Catholics a falling away. And now most of the English translations, what do they follow? They follow the King James. That's why most Christians have never even heard of the interpretation I'm giving. But if you lived prior to the King James Version and you were using an older English translation, you would be very open to this perspective. But today, most people are not because they don't think it's in the Bible. But the problem is they're using a later Bible translation that I think became flawed in an area because the translators got involved with polemics instead of the work of translation. Thomas Ice, who you all know, says, most scholars say no one knows the reason for the translation shift. However, a plausible theory has been put forth by Martin Butela in his master's thesis produced at Dallas Seminary in 1998. It appears that the Catholic translation into English from Jerome's Latin Vulgate, see, Jerome translated it in the 4th century from Greek to Latin, and he used the word decisio in Latin, which means a physical departure. And that's why all of those early English translations are using physical departure language. It appears that the Catholic translation into English from Jerome's Latin Vulgate, known as the Reims Bible, 1576, was the first to break the translation trend. Apostasia was revised from departure to the Protestant revolt, explains Butela. Revolution is the terminology still in use today when Catholicism teaches the history of the Protestant Reformation. Under this guise, apostasia would refer to a departure of Protestants from the Catholic Church. The Catholic translators appear eager to engage in polemics against the Reformation by allowing it to negatively impact Bible translation. Now, most of our modern translations of the Bible follow the King James. So, if you are NKJV, RSV, ASV, JB, NASB, some of you might be NIV positive, as we like to say. These are the words you're going to see in your Bible. Apostasy, falling away, revolt, rejection, rebellion. None of them communicate anything physical. So this is why when I show up and others and we say it's talking about something physical rather than spiritual, people think we're crazy because they've never read it in any English Bible translation that they're using. And yet I would say this, if you were using a translation prior to King James, you would be very familiar with what I'm saying and very open to the interpretation. So, number 9, early Bible English translations all recognize the noun apostasia as communicating a physical departure